Yeah.
What's going on, everyone? It's in the booth again.
Yo, yo, what up, man? It's in the booth. It's your boy Messenger. It's your boy KJ.
Ramona Jones. And we have some guests in the house.
Guests in the booth.
Yeah.
Time to bridge the gap.
Yeah.
In the booth.
Yeah.
Y'all stop doing the building.
Yeah.
Saying nothing for the kings up, for the queens. And we got a winning team by the
booth. Yeah.
Then we hit them with a by the boom, by the beam.
You know what it
is. ATL family tour. Bringing our people in. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna tell the truth.
Introduce our people, let y'all see who we running with.
Because you're from Florida.
I was born here though.
You was born in Atlanta.
I was born in Northside Hospital. While they was in college, Morehouse expelled me.
Yeah.
So I was born here.
Your mama.
He was born in Northside. He had insurance. He had insurance.
Yeah.
Why you keep bringing that up?
That's the baby factory. That's
school.
The baby factory right there.
Was it?
The baby. That's Northside, right? And that's Sandy Springs.
Yeah. That's no.
That means
Northside
you got
Hospital.
Insurance. You go to Grady, you ain't got insurance.
you from Brookhaven, brother?
Yeah.
You from Brookhaven?
Oh man.
Yeah.
Big fact.
Yeah. That was a school.
Yeah. He had a good situation.
Yeah.
They had good insurance. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
We want to thank you guys for joining us in the booth. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms. Oh my God. Including Spotify, Google, Apple Podcast.
That was southbound to the airport.
He took the 725 to
y'all are dumb.
Take the 725 to Bankhead.
That joke was in between. That joke was between Fort McPherson and Oakland.
Would you like?
Where you born? Between McPherson and Oakland.
On the Mark train.
Oh my
between
God.
Auburn.
I was southbound.
You were southbound. You want to share the email, please?
Oh yeah, if you would like to. I didn't start it. I don't ever start it.
But you always end it. It's you.
I be trying to move on. But anyway, if you would like to sponsor or advertise with the show, hit us up at inthebooth@gmail.com.
Ain't
gonna show no nothing, no brands. Yeah. Whole water bottles like this to y'all start sending us
that's
some money.
Right. Yeah. Tell them.
I need a big check from these Falcons.
Right.
I'm just hanging in there. You know what I'm saying?
Look, Nike, I need everybody. We blocking everything.
This is how you going to talk.
You
block it. You put a black piece of tape on it.
I'm a I need a
privilege. They sent me,
some big
gear.
Check from these Dirty Birds.
And I always support people that's, got their little clothing line going on. So that's so I don't want
to
call it little.
I'm about to
say. Major,
little clothing
yeah.
line. Yeah, I know, right? That's so offensive. They look clothing line.
And my son, he's starting his clothing line. Big shout out to Sky Blue. Dominion.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. Hey.
All right, what are we talking about today?
Oh, man, we... Prime
well,
back, yeah.
All right.
Prime back in social
news.
Media. He don't ever leave. So, but Dr. Umar, kind of having a discussion about the.
I think he did this one for the hits, bro.
But still, the moves of Coach Prime. Who? Umar?
Yeah.
No, he talked like that all the time.
No, he did this one.
Yeah, but he threw a little extra sauce on it.
Well, let's share with the world what we're talking about.
For the hits. For the clicks.
Okay. Well, just run. We'll let them be the judge.
We'll let y'all be the judge.
Go ahead and run that video.
Here we go.
Okay.
So every day we wake up, we go towards the mission.
How is his mission tied to the white college?
His mission is tied to success and results. Looking at it for him and his family, his son.
For him and his family. What about the community?
Again, that's still on the agenda, but
where at an all-white school? Where is the community on the agenda? Where is the black community on the agenda at Boulder, Colorado? Because it shows a lack of commitment.
No.
See, here's the
opportunity
issue. You know what the bigger issue is here?
Go ahead.
What do we value more? Building systems of success for young black children or being accepted by white people? That's what this is about. Deion went to Colorado not for the money, because he wanted to prove to white people he could coach white children.
That's not right.
Look at all them. Look. Oh, it is right. Look.
So it was never about that. I didn't go to Jackson for money. I didn't leave. J-
Jackson for money. I wasn't at Jackson for money. I was at because it was a calling. But it seems hilarious to me that someone could believe that God could call me collect to come, but he couldn't call me collect to go.
Yeah.
We got to really hear a voice. And I it could be a room full of noise and I can hear his voice. That's where the call came from. Like, honestly, me and Coach Hart, my linebacker coach, been with me for 20 years, coaching youth all the way up. We was in a restaurant. And I said, it's time, dog. And I called Rick, our wonderful AD, Rick George. I said, I'm coming. That's what the whole thing for. We're coming. I said, I'm coming. He said, okay.
Man.
So you think that's for the hits?
He did this one for
yes,
the hits.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Like that all
he
time.
Don't even believe what
no,
he's saying.
He don't, that's what I was about right, to say. He right. don't believe what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know, because primarily, even though Prime didn't say it, he's doing it for his son.
Right.
That's why he started. You didn't do it for the money, bro, because he's already rich. He's been rich. He's Prime.
Yeah. He went to Jackson
show me the
for
money.
His son, too.
Right. He went for his son. He went for, and he went to Colorado to give his son a national stage.
Right.
You know, and so I didn't know about his son when he was at Jackson State. I didn't.
Or even
I knew
high
about
school,
Prime.
He coached him, right?
Right. I mean, he coached him, seemed like from Little League all the way up. You know, not only he has two sons, but yeah. He's big up in the third son who's doing the video. He's being a great father, man. And so to say that he's trying to coach for white people or to try to get recognized,
I think that's the real problem.
That yeah. He's coaching his son and he's doing this for his son, and it hasn't anything to do with the community. He kept saying, "Community, you're not doing anything for the black community." Well, his son, black.
Yeah,
and so, all, right. the people,
all the players are black.
Right, yeah. All the players are black. Everybody who's watching.
Hey, Dr. Umar, there was
right. Right,
yeah. And Dr. Umar, you know, to shout him out, he does. He's on point sometimes.
Right,
yeah. But I can't ride with you on this one.
Yeah, nah.
I mean, I think everything got a season. Like, Dr. Dion, I'm about to call him Dr. Dion.
Dr. Dion
might
be right. Dion went to Jackson. He brought so much light to HBCU, right? Yeah. Now I think it's on, you know, he trained up a coaching staff.
Yep.
Right. He brought light to HBCU.
Light
to
being
Jackson.
Money as well.
Right. Yeah, and money right. and a stage and a platform. So now, you know what I'm saying? Like, more kids have in mind to go to a HBCU and play. Yeah. It's just like in Atlanta. So OTE is in Atlanta, right? Overtime Elite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the NBA draft, you've seen three of the top 10 came from OTE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these are kids who didn't have an opportunity to go to college, played in this you know, at that point off-brand league, and now they taking over the NBA. So it's like now we got a national spotlight on HBCUs. Now it's up to those coaches and those schools and to further that narrative. That you could come here and be successful,
right? Yeah, that's
it. Ain't just all on him.
Yeah, I think he opened the door for other ex Hall of Famers to come in and take over a situation and bring it up to what, you know, Dion was able to do. That was like, yeah, I don't know if everything is for you to just stay there on that level. Once you've moved it up, you won a championship. You've accomplished it.
I don't think they won a championship though.
I think they won.
They lost at the end.
They lost at the end.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, either way, he brought them way from where they weren't, and were having sellout crowds at the stadiums they were going to. So he helped the whole circuit, not just his school.
And he's having that same effect on Colorado.
Yeah, oh my goodness, Colorado. Nobody was a Colorado fan. I watched Colorado football, not even prime time.
Right.
Like
they came on at 6 o'clock in the morning. Nobody was
awake. Like either late at night, 11 o'clock or Pacific time. But like for what he's done,
right,
on this level and on this platform, and the thing I love about it is not a thank God after, is I brought God in the front door.
Exactly. Yeah,
and God, I'm going to show y'all God is with me the whole way. That's what I love about it. It's not the post-testimony. Mm-hmm. It's I'm testifying coming in.
And he said God called him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, What are you talking about?
That's the thing of people outside talking versus God talking on the inside.
Right.
You need to know, you need to have that voice on the inside, because people on the outside can tell you, hey, bro, the money over there, or what did you hear on the inside?
Right.
He said, I heard a call.
Yep.
I believe if he didn't hear the call, he just stayed right there with his son, Ed Jackson. Yep. He said, I heard it.
But Deion's one of them guys that you cannot accuse of doing things for money or for his track records.
Not anymore.
And he's, I mean, at this point, yeah. You know, and like
before, it was all about the money, you know, but not now.
And man, as a father, man, the move from Jackson to Colorado, to me, put his son in the NFL.
Yeah.
That move because of how he's playing on this stage.
Yeah,
you know, the one against Oregon, you know, they didn't do anything. But when they lost against USC, his son still put up high great numbers. And so, in my opinion, I think besides God being the determining factor, of course, he felt like he heard the call, his sons. So when a man is motivated by his children, you can care less what somebody else said.
But that's what's wrong with our culture, man. Our culture is ready to they ready to go. That cancel culture and attacking everything people do. Mm-hmm. Even our leaders, you know what I'm saying, attack each other.
Yeah.
And so at what point, to what end, though? Because it's tearing us apart, man, and it's causing us to attack people that are really helping.
Right.
People like Deion, who's really coming in and really helping, man, that's a person that you really don't.
I think more people are with him than against him.
Fact. I mean, it's legit people that don't like him.
Yeah, they don't like
Deion. Weird.
Yes,
it is. It is.
It's legit.
His confidence.
I don't understand it. I listen to college podcasts, and there's certain college podcasts that are like, man, I'm so ready for him to just fall off. Yeah. Like I'm sick of him already.
Nah, he used to
I'm
that.
Like, for what? Like
he been like that.
Yeah.
I mean, my man, because I'm from this era.
How can you hate on him?
I'm from the era of when he hit a home run in the World Series, and then went and scored a touchdown on Sunday.
Especially with that type of gift.
You're going to have haters.
Man, one of the baddest interceptions in the history of football is when he went to the 49ers.
Yep.
And he came back to Atlanta.
He came back to Atlanta and caught that interception.
Yeah.
And
after he was fighting
right
with Ryzen.
He was fighting with Ryzen. But that's how he's been. And now, if you hear the backstory of how he made primetime, you know, he said he had to think like that because his mom and dad never came to his games, and he was elite at football, basketball, and baseball, and they never came to his games. His daddy didn't know. His mom had to work, and he said that he was would look up in the stands and they weren't there, and he had to build this thing to help with his confidence, you know what I'm saying, and him not being hurt. And when if you look it up, the first thing he says is, man, I talk about this and I still get emotional. So that's deep rooted into him psyching himself out to make himself something, because if not, you'll quit. You'll cave in. Not based off of your opponent, but because your family won't support you.
Right.
You know,
which is why he's following his son, I believe.
That's what I'm saying. That's
coming from a different place.
Yeah, it turns or it intensifies the way he is about his son.
Right.
Because of what he didn't get from his father.
Right.
So that's what I said. I don't understand how you can actually hate on
it made him great. And when you're great, you get hate, man. It's like, you know, but
What if it wasn't Colorado? What if it was another HBCU? You think Dr.
Umar wouldn't have any issue?
That's his thing. His thing is the whole black and the movement.
Yeah,
and
what did he say when he was at Jackson?
Nothing.
He didn't say nothing. It's clicks, man. It's clicks. I think it's clout chasing. It's definitely clout chasing.
Who, Umar?
Umar, in that moment. I'm not saying all of Umar's moments,
because
he's definitely doing a lot of good things.
Yeah.
You know, he talk a lot of good talk. But I think this was like, okay, I could. And then I think the guy who was interviewing him, I think that's Looney, who's got a new podcast. Mm. He be a little clout chasey too. So I think this is like let's we're going to have a good talk, but I got to throw something in there.
Yeah.
because this is the only way people are going to come listen.
Yeah.
If because you need a headline. How, what, you got to name the. You got to have a title for the podcast. You got to have the one clip to put online.
Yeah.
And oh, he prime. Talking about him. All right, boom, let's go. We get prime. Because why there hasn't been a conversation with Dr. Umar and Deion? You know, you don't think. I've seen everybody around Deion. Everybody going to these games. Lecrae was out there.
Yeah.
Lecrae went out, and I seen Lecrae in the locker room with Deion. So he's that accessible.
Right.
So if you were Dr. Umar and you got this much of a problem with this, then why the conversation hasn't been had?
Right.
Because Deion had that conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's because he don't really want to have the conversation there's no conversation to have.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? And I think, like I said, it was just at the time to make the podcast hot. Yeah. You know, like we doing. We're going to make ours hot because we're talking about it too. Yeah. When you're still the conversation, positive or negative, I learned when you're marketing something that negative and positive conversation is going to happen. The worst part of marketing is when nobody's talking about it at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you out there in Boulder, Colorado. like what were they marketing plan last year
or years before that? Yeah. Now he's on primetime, doing primetime games. He's brought so much money to that school, to that town.
NIL money for the players. Yeah. I saw a video with Travis Hunter showing his house on Facebook, like it was MTV Cribs, and he's in college,
right?
You know, so I think they're bringing so much light to just the game and excitement,
right?
Because they played when did they play the? It was like the late game, it was like 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
and they went into overtime. Everybody was watching.
Colorado State
when they played Colorado State.
Record. That thing broke a record for most people watching the game.
Yeah,
yeah, and we stayed up till 2 a.m.
Yeah,
because it went into overtime.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Colorado State. That was, and then it was, and then the other coach said something at the beginning of the week. Talking about when I speak or something, I take off my shades or something like that.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that intensified it. Then the game went crazy. Then the man hurt Travis Hunter, and it was almost like a movie script. Like, right. Bro, this is getting like you couldn't turn it off.
Right. And it keeps his eyes, even though they lost. They won this past week, but they lost the two previous games. You still keep your eyes on them. And I like how he approaches even his loss. Like, you better get me now. You better get me now. I love, because for our community, you know.
He said, it's the worst we'll ever be.
Love that.
Yeah.
And he started the season
and we
saying.
Love heroes. One thing about the African, you know, just our community, hip hop community, we love to have a hero.
Yeah.
You know, when Black Panther came out, everybody.
Well, we was in there. We showed up.
Painting our faces and everything. What?
We showed up.
Man, I see the dude in the movie, sleep, knocked down with his. He was in the. Black Panther movie sleep in his dashiki, bro.
Yeah.
Hat fell off everything. Yeah. I was like, man, but we support. And I think for college football, you know, you got to climb the ladder. Not to be negative against the dude that coached Notre Dame. Notre Dame coach. Black coach. You know, blue collar, real clean.
Yeah,
he doing it the right way because that's what the school. Deion is not cut like that
at all.
Yeah.
So
he bringing Lil Wayne out with him.
He for people like us, if I coach, I would coach like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But the character of what he says when Hunter got hurt and there were death threats on that kid hurt Hunter, he was like he went to the kid's defense to say no. That's just football. You know, things happen during football, what have you. You know, that kid has a career. He's trying to make it for himself. And Deion went to his defense. Like, that is what I love about that. And certain people don't like the power that he has.
That's all it is.
The power that he has. And the reason why God has given him so much power is because he's only there for his son.
And he's not apologizing for being great and apologizing for his authority, his confidence. He doesn't apologize. But he also humility in his strength.
Right.
And so a lot of leaders, they apologize for being great.
Right.
I see them all the time.
Yeah.
And so the world will make you do it, but he's not that guy.
Yeah.
And so you just got to deal with it. Greatness is great.
And see, people will say he's not humble. I'm like, I don't think that's humility. I think he's just confident.
Right.
Like, if I'm confident.
They don't see it in the same
way. If I'm confident that if I'm doing something and I know this works, or if I'm doing something and I've had a very high probability at this all my life, then my confidence is up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let your lack or your shaking confidence bring me down. And if it don't come down, then you're going to say, oh, I'm not humble. No, I'm humble.
He has the confidence of Nick Saban, but they don't like it on him.
Yeah.
Because Nick Saban has the same confidence. Yeah. That athlete, you see, they in the same video. Commercial.
Yeah.
Nick Saban, when he walks into the room, when it comes to college football,
they're tripping over each other.
Man, that's the he is the president of the United States
of Alabama.
Yeah. United States of Alabama.
But if you don't have confidence in yourself, man, and you watching primetime, even back on the field, you watching him do that dance,
right?
And you feel inferior, you're gonna feel like he's doing it at you. That's what I guess, I don't like to use that, but inferior thinking. Or people that have fear or don't have confidence themselves, when they see people project confidence, it does something to them, man.
Right.
It makes them feel like, you know, that they are inferior. It exposes their weakness.
It's an insecurity.
And they feel like you got to come down in order for them to come up.
Yeah,
they're like, bro, we can both come up.
Yeah.
We can both come up.
I don't
up.
Have to come down.
And so that is, I just love what Deion is doing. I love the fact that when he lost, he said, get me now. When he said, get me now, because this is the worst that you're going to see me, I believe that he recruited. That statement alone recruited so many top-tier kids in the country.
He started the season saying, listen, all I need is 7 or 8 dogs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he started letting you know, we're not perfect. We get in there. These are the pieces I need. Mm-hmm. So he stepped in there, like, already going, okay, I'm showing my hand from the beginning.
Right.
So you got to respect, like, he didn't walk in going, oh, yeah, we feel very confident. Or like LeBron, when he was going to Miami, say, all the rings.
Not one, not two, not three, not four.
No, he went, and because LeBron was such a lovable character, like, you know, nobody saw a problem with that.
Right.
But then, you know, Deion come in, hey, you know.
Nah, they went crazy when he said that. The decision.
But it's like, you know, Deion came in going, hey, we not where we need to be, but.
Yeah. He knows the recipe of how to get it there. And he's confident in that.
Right.
It ain't like, I'm trying to feel my way. Like, he's confident. Look, that's why he's saying that. Like, get me now.
Yeah.
You don't say that if you don't know this time next year, it ain't going to be like, when we come back to your stadium or you come here, it won't be like this again.
Because you probably know who's committed to the Colorado already. He probably got the number one ever.
Oh, they come.
He probably got the number one.
Didn't they get an NFL coach that's coming next year?
Oh, yeah. Warren Sapp is coming.
Warren Sapp is getting ready to be like they getting ready to stack it up because of the shine and the swag.
Yeah.
So he's marketing the team for next year. That's why Lil Wayne, everybody is trying to get the Rockets in there, smart, bro.
Like, everybody is on the sideline.
Kawhi Leonard show up to the game. He don't even show up to his own game.
Like, you want some nachos?
But I think, but just as a lesson in general, I think we have to stop trying to guess people's motives. You know what I'm saying? If somebody makes a move, you don't know why they're making a move. Yeah. And don't pass a judgment that's a bad assessment of somebody.
Right, right.
Because people do that. Oh, you know, they're doing it about a pastor. Oh, he just did it for money.
Yeah.
No, there was a call. Oh, he just did that because of this. No, you don't know the backstory of that. Or, you know, he only, in any area.
Yeah.
You're doing it. People on the outside will say you're doing it for one reason, and their assessment is way off.
Yeah, and
we got to stop doing that.
And
because, you know why? You'll move based off your incorrect assessment.
Right.
Platforms on top of it. Platforms give ignorance.
Platforms give ignorance of stage to spread more ignorance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you got a platform and you misinformed and you don't have all the details, you haven't checked in to see what Deion's real motive.
Yep.
He don't need money. Yeah. You know he don't need the money. You know.
Since he got in the league.
Right.
And then he want to teach white kids, white people that he can coach white kids.
That makes no sense.
None.
Yeah.
None.
No sense. But you know, I just feel like as a leader, if you are the person that's being hated on, because sometimes you're successful, but you still want to be have friends and or people are just hating on you in the media or on social media, whatever. You got to learn to be confident and be sold out to what God has told you to do. Mm-hmm. Because I've been there, man, wanting to make adjustments just because you're getting hated on.
You scale back.
You know, you stop going as hard because if you're a perfectionist sometimes, it's 2,000 people told you did great. One person said that you didn't.
And you think it's only one person.
Yep. Yeah. And so sometimes, you know, to a perfectionist, you want everybody to love what you're doing. But
yeah, everybody's the check off, but it ain't going to happen.
Yep.
I experienced that at an extreme level. Like at one point with Gap Stars, with what we do, man, we had, you know, we have 30 people at one time. We show up at events. We all got our T-shirts on.
Yeah.
Everybody lit. And we supporting everybody else.
Right.
But you know how that goes. Yeah. You know, we rocking for everybody, hyping up everybody. And for a while, I started feeling like hate from all of my brothers that were close to me. I didn't people tapping on all of our people like, you should come.
Huh? Oh my gosh.
No, but listen.
That was saying you were
dead now. He's like, bro, I just want to confess. I want to confess I was one of them. But it's my bro. Yeah. But I'm literally, I would watch other podcast shows and people like, man, you were Gap Stars. Well, why you with them? You could just go. I was seeing like multiple things. I was seeing people getting pulled and the people calling me like, man, they calling me to try to, you know, rock over there with them and they saying this. And I would literally see it. And then, but God showed me, it was like, bro.
It happened to me too.
Yep.
It happened
all but bro, he, but what God showed me, he was like, man, the human, you show up with 30, 40 people. You got one point, we got 21 Stay Down, we got Zilla, we got Chu, we got Lamar Casey, and he just signed with Akon, and you got all, and then you're doing your studio, and you got, and you're doing all these, you're everywhere. It's like, man, pull, and that, but I scaled back. Mm-hmm. I felt the Holy Spirit telling me to pull, so my brothers wouldn't have to feel like they got to compete with me. Right. So I started serving them more. All right, and I don't know, you know, some people.
Well, that's a, when you're a giant, You even though you might try to shrink, that you ever seen a tall person try to walk back small?
It's goofy.
Bro, you still tall. Yeah. Like we still see you, even though you're trying to duck.
Yeah. It's goofy, bro.
You start looking goofy because you're trying to be small. And so the level up is, and I had to learn this, that you're trying to scale back for people who won't step up. Mm-hmm. So you end up backing all the way back.
And the whole thing suffers.
Yeah. And so now I've learned to lead, one by example. I secretly make sure my brothers are all right.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah.
But I be making sure, hey, y'all, you know, look to this. Make sure y'all take care of this. Make sure y'all take care of this. Make sure y'all and try to get, because who wants to be on a team that when you're the best player, but everybody losing?
Fact.
So the assessment of me is when I look at y'all. Mm. When I look at it, how do I know that I led right?
Yeah,
I look at
who you leading? Yeah.
My brothers.
Yeah.
The circle of where I am. You know, what they riding on.
Yeah.
What how's his family? What, and that's how I assess my leadership. So it's like, okay, now it's time for you to go higher. Mm-hmm. All right? Not pull back because people are complaining. It's time for you to go into a God's like, I want you to now impact culture, not church. You are the church. You got to impact culture. And anytime, I call it the rocket theory. Mm-hmm. The rocket on its base has these beams on it and all that. And the first thing that happens when that heat pressure hits that rocket, something fall off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the higher it goes, something else falls off. Mm-hmm. And the higher it goes, and something else falls off. But the capsule is still going.
Yeah.
So you can't allow people who fell off. Some people fell off because you went to a higher altitude that they can't breathe at. Mm-hmm. Woo! So therefore, they're not supposed to be with you. Sometimes they go to somewhere where they can still be and messy. You know, we was probably messy
or comfortable.
At first. Or comfortable.
That's comfort level. Yeah.
Or comfort.
Yeah.
Maybe I changed something what God told me to change that you didn't like. And you go, and I'm realizing it's all the body. Bro, you love Jesus. All right, you with somebody.
That's
it. That's good.
Do it over there. Do it real. Go. Yeah, that's
it. It don't matter to me. I don't care about numbers. The Lord is showing me that my impact is invisible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means I've impacted. It's people coming up to me saying, man, your music. I went to Lincoln University in somewhere Missouri. Somewhere Missouri, where you had to drive 2 hours to the airport and then drive an hour, you know, something like that. And the man of God who is a registrar, he works with all of the, different organizations, whether you want to be a church organization, whether you want to be a Kappa, Alpha, whatever, on the campus, he works with them. He picked us up. He hooked the thing up. First thing he said when I jumped in the car, bro, your music has ministered to me over the years to get me to where I am right now. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. So I never been to Free Life.
Yeah.
I've never seen him at one of my concerts. I've never met him. So God has made what I do invisible, what you do invisible. Sometimes we get caught up in who's in the seats. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we don't have the faith to say, man, that there's something that you did that's gone viral.
Yeah.
Even though you don't have it. Viral moments. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I had to learn that way and keep moving by faith. Because if we move based off what we hear and what we see from people, we'll keep scaling back. Why would I start moving as an apostle and my church ain't even full?
Right.
You know what it was? I was looking for, man, I'm finna be real right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for a man of God to come and prophesy to me and tell me that it is time. But he didn't send a man of God like that. He did send a man of God, but he sent my brother. And he started sending all my signs through my brothers and not these big pastors who I looked at. I wanted somebody like Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes,
to validate.
Somebody to say, man sitting in the third row, stop to your feet. It wasn't that. We was at a service and this joker started looking like he was a robot and all of a sudden and looked at me and God is calling you an apostle.
You close your eyes.
That's how he looked.
Yeah, that's how
he would look. Look, bro. So he was like, and I'm like, bro, I just became a pastor last year. And so I was like receiving it, but then not receiving it. And I wrestled with it. And then finally accepted that call and then realized I was doing it the whole time.
Wow.
And so, but if I would have, what was in my head was, but preachers preach, singers sing. You're a musician. You're not a preacher. You don't know how to do that. God didn't call you to that. Get back to the studio. It was fun. Go back to World Changers. Somebody actually told me that. Man, brother, go on back.
Go back home.
Go back home. Yeah. Go back. And if it wasn't for me seeing who was around me, seeing what was happening, and still moving by faith, I would have did it. But it took me blocking out what was being said. And to be honest with you, that's why I say Dion is moving based off his son. The Lord told me, if you don't start Free Life, you're going to lose your boys.
Hmm.
My boys. What? Yeah, they're not going to. My son is a DJ. He makes beats. He does. He raps. He expresses himself at Free Life. There is no other place that I know of on the planet that will allow my son
to
express himself the way he expresses himself at Free Life.
Mm-hmm.
There is no place built for my child to thrive in the things of God for the way he's in his gifts. There is no place. So God told me that when they weren't doing music, if you don't do this, I'm already in your future. You got to trust me. I know you don't see what I'm saying. If you don't do this, you're going to lose him.
So and at least for great leaders, it's not necessarily a scale. You get to the point where you do it for the sake of others and for the whole cause.
Right.
Yeah. And that's something that God, that when I say I didn't just scale back, tuck tail, and say, oh, I don't want to do music in it. I went back and said, okay, man, how can I help this whole thing, all of us, get there? And that's the place.
But like LeBron, this, and I tell you this all the time, LeBron loves to pass the ball. Yeah. It's probably his greatest skill. But it frustrates me, especially when he was with the Heat, when we needed him to shoot the ball. And what the first championship that they won, San Antonio, they lost on the second one. The first time they beat San Antonio, Popovich knew that he wanted to pass the ball. So they started guarding everybody else and leaving him open on the free throw line. And LeBron had to make a decision that even though I don't want to shoot, I gotta shoot. That's the only way they won that championship. Mm-hmm. With us, we've passed the ball a lot. And even though you give, it shall be given. God's still giving us opportunities. Sometimes, in this season, the Lord is telling me to rest and reap. Because you can sow and not
never reap. Yeah.
And never reap. Yeah.
And you reap so you can sow again.
Yeah.
If you keep sowing.
And the church only teach you how to sow.
How to sow.
They never teach you how to reap. Yeah.
And so in this
season. So you see. Okay, well, there's a reaping season too.
You think about fruit.
Where you ain't sowing no more.
In
you're
the
actually
natural,
harvesting.
If you don't reap it, what happens to fruit?
It's going to die.
It's going to die.
Yeah.
Yep. And look at how culture and what they call a reaper. They've given that over to Satan.
Oh, yeah, the Grim Reaper. Mm-hmm.
You see that? Mm-hmm. To give you an image or a seed to say reaping is bad. When reaping is a
good
part,
it's a biblical principle.
It's a give and take. Yeah. And we've been taught to stay humble and just that God gonna do it eventually.
Yeah.
When you're not, when you have no expectation of receiving. Mm. And so when you know, to make this apply to Dion, he sold in the HBCU.
Yeah.
He sold on a level. He gave. You sure enough couldn't afford him.
Yeah.
He was a millionaire already. Yeah. You wasn't able to afford him. You gave a platform to his son, let him play, because his son probably, I don't want to say he ain't had the grades, but he probably had to go through the process 2 years JUCO to get to that level. And daddy wrote it out with him. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
No.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, bad foot and all. You know what I'm saying?
Two toes.
Yeah, you know, he limping on the sideline, but he's there. And I know the motive is not money.
Yeah.
No.
It never was. Like I said, it is knowing what heaven is saying in every moment of your life is so vital for your success. All right. So let me get the three things before we get out of here, man.
All right.
This is a good one. Three things you say to professionally clap back.
Oh.
Professionally.
Yeah, in a professional setting, somebody say something and you want to clap back, but you can't be hood.
Obviously, you didn't read the email.
For those of us that graduated.
Oh, yeah.
For those of us that graduated. Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good
professional
one.
Professional clapback. We don't have a lot of those at Fruit.
Yeah, now we don't. But
newsflash, buddy. Newsflash, buddy.
Professional clapback.
My dad will have your job by lunch. That's not professional.
Like a passive aggressive.
Passive aggressive. What's a professional clapback?
I'm used to the aggressive. When somebody say, I'll be right, stay right now.
Yeah.
And everybody got to clear the room, because what?
I like something like what you said, or like, for those of us who were listening.
Yeah. For those of us that are listening. Yeah. That's a shot right there.
For those of us who came to work on time.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
Well,
professional clapbacks.
I don't have any professional clapbacks.
I don't either.
Mine are all unprofessional.
Then they just clapbacks.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, for real.
Relax, relax, relax.
Clapbacks.
If y'all have some professional clapbacks, please email us and let us know. We don't have any.
Put them in the comments, man.
We ain't got a professional clapback.
Dr. Umar, we respect what you do, bro. I love what you do for the people.
Everything came together in like the Deion thing.
Have the conversation. I wouldn't mind seeing them. Hey, come in the booth, both of y'all. Had a conversation right now. Had a conversation right now. My first and last name started with an R. I had a summer school teacher call me Double R 1 year. And I was like, man, I like that. I just held on to it. But I took the R off and it was
double
when it was time.
I always thought it was double portion.
I think that
was
somebody.